Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Good morning, 623, Brock Hunter.
Yo, what's up, Kit?
How you doing, man?
All right, let's get to it, because I figure we probably got a lot to cover, folks. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking fridges with Bud Light so you can watch your favorite teams play at home or at your favorite bar while responsibly enjoying Bud Light. Tag your tweets, hashtag Showtime Cam, hashtag Bud Light Sweepstakes for your chance to celebrate with your favorite team in the end zone after scoring a touchdown. Hey, Bud.
Hey, Bud. All right, let's just kick this off with something that happened Saturday. I'm talking about the golf tournament because that's the only good thing about sports that I'm going to be talking about this morning. I'm going to try to make this short and quick, man. But, yeah, thank you all for coming out to the old tournament, the Halloween golf tournament we hosted over the weekend. Swung some clubs, had a good time.
Awesome.
And this is basically what happened. We gave away the awards. I looked at Brock. I'm like, hey, is the Hummer packed up? He's like, no, but it's close. I'm like, you got it? Because I'm going to go watch the rest of this football game real quick. Which I shouldn't have done. I should have stayed there with you. I should have sat at that bar and had a few drinks, because a few drinks is what was had after that game. And I'm talking about the Michigan State-Michigan game. I am a Wolverine fan, and I can sit here and I can bitch and I can bitch, blah, blah, blah. I'm not, though. Congratulations to State there, man. You guys showed up. You played a football game. Obviously, your Wolverine buddies out there are going to be bitching. Well, there are a few calls out there. Yes, there might have been a few calls left out on the field. But you know what? That's the game of football. That's what happens when you play the game. So, not going to say anything. Just say congratulations, State. You showed up. You played some football. And you proved it. So, there you guys go. Moving on, the NFL. I'm going to go through some scores here, and then we're just going to talk a little bit about some of the games, man. Pittsburgh beating Baltimore 28-24. Indianapolis beating Detroit. That was 41-21. A little bit closer than what the score would show, I would say. The Indianapolis definitely pulled away at the end there. But going into the third quarter, halfway through the quarter, I'm like, maybe. Lions just... they couldn't get anything going. They couldn't get the momentum going. And you know what? Rivers, man. Rivers whips the ball, dude.
That old he's still got it. Well, you know, he gets all that practice all the time throwing balls to his 9 kids. Jeez.
Dude, I was going to say the exact same thing. That's hilarious. Seriously, though, he's got a full football team to practice with at his house. Yeah, I'm sure he's going to be playing for a while there, keeping that arm warm, if you will. So, congratulations. I'll say it. Brian Reed. You're like the only one morning.
You know, Mondays suck enough already. Now we have to say congrats to Brian Reed because his team won. Mm-hmm.
Dude, it's the only team, though. It's the only local team around here that did decent over the weekend, despite Notre Dame. Congratulations, Notre Dame fans out there, man. And you guys go. You guys are kind of, are they like number 3? Anyway, congratulations, Brian. I know we hate saying it, but we have to. Minnesota beating Green Bay yesterday, 28-22. How you doing over there, dude?
I mean, look, we played a good game. Rodgers had a great game. 3 touchdowns, almost 300 yards, 27 for, I think, 43 or something. Like, he had a great game. We could not stop Dalvin Cook. Oh, my God. The guy had 180 yards rushing and, 80 yards. He had all the touchdowns. Dalvin Cook had all the – he scored 4 touchdowns.
God, there was a little news clip here thing. Cook's 4 TDs, how Vikings knock out Packers. There's a bunch of stuff online about it right now. Like, what the hell? Dude. Like, everybody's, up in arms about this guy from, like, where'd that come from?
Well, and, okay, look, he scored 3 touchdowns. Maybe put a guy on him. We couldn't stop him. Our defense showed a lot. We didn't get beat by the Vikings. We got beat by Dalvin Cook. And I'm all right because we beat the Vikings at the beginning of the season, so it's okay. Like, we got their number, I think, when it comes to the rest of the season. But, yeah, man, we couldn't get it together. It was too little, too late. They had a chance to come back and win it after getting that 2-point conversion, but whatever. Move on. We got San Francisco on Thursday. That's all I got to say about it.
So, you know what? That's great. That's what the NFL is, though, man. Welcome to the league, guys.
Any where given
a 5-1 team can lose to a 1-5 team.
Yep.
Any given Sunday. You got to show up every week. I don't care if you're playing – I'm not even going to say a high school football team because, hey, guys, I know somebody from that town is going to bitch.
How dare you? Oh, my God.
It would be like playing Lakeshore. How about that?
There you go. You went there. It'd be like playing Lakeshore with Hunter as quarterback.
Right. No chance. No chance. Don't you get it? New England beating Buffalo over the week. Or no, losing to Buffalo over the weekend, 21-24. Some more scores here. Cincinnati beating Tennessee, 31-20. Kansas City smashing the Jets, 35-9. I didn't get to watch that one.
I was talking to Kiki about that because we were talking about this on Friday. The spread for that game was like 27 points. The Jets had to do was cover the spread of an ungodly number of like 21 or 27 points. And I was explaining to Kiki how the spread works and what it is, but you know, given points basically. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it's unheard of. Like, maybe you get like, oh, there's a 3-point spread. Oh, 10-point. Whoa, a 10-point spread? I'm putting money down on that one. But
Did they get it, though?
No. They didn't cover the spread.
No, what if it was 27 points? It was 9-35.
Ooh, maybe they did cover the spread.
It's 9-35. That's 26, bro.
Barely. Okay, so maybe the Jets barely covered the spread.
Dude, what if they did and you won money up? I forgot about that. I was going to bet on that. Damn it. What the spread was. I'm going to finish with scores here. LA, the Rams, 28-17. Denver, crazy game over the weekend, man. Caught that at the end of one of the broadcasts. And Denver pulls it out at the very end, man. 0 seconds left on the clock. 31-30, beating the Chargers. And then you got the Saints beating the Bears over the weekend, 26-23. That was a little bit closer than the Lions game there. But, man, the Bears, You were right there. You could have done it. It's so close, man. There's some crazy games happening over the weekend. You get the spread?
Yeah, it was 21 points.
Oh, so they did get it. Right?
Yeah. No. What was the final score?
9-35.
No, they didn't.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
They didn't get it.
If it was 27, they would have got it, but they did not cover the spread of 20.
Damn.
But still, though, a 3-touchdown spread? Come on, man.
I bet people were pissed on that. So now I'm glad I didn't bet. So there you go. So, Chicago, did you catch that game at all?
I didn't. I didn't watch any of that. No.
It was pretty close, man. I'm kind of feeling bad for the Bears fans out there, man, because it's like, yeah, they're like a few short passes away from a pretty damn, well, they do have a decent record. I don't know. Like I said, you're just a few passes away from hugging your buddies over the weekend. We're doing it. We're doing it. But, man, Bears defense, it proves to be awesome. They just couldn't hold the Saints there at the end, man.
Yeah.
Kick the field goal. Game over. So to all us local football fans, my God, pull the dagger out of the heart. We got next weekend, ladies and gentlemen.
Except for Brian. Great. Brian's team won.
Yeah.
All right. Is that good for now? Should we do more sports later?
Yeah, that's what I got, man. I need to go have a drink.
All right. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, bud.
We'll be back.
Rock. It rocks.
All right. Good morning. 7:24. Brock Hunter.
Hot breath.
That hot breath off of me, for God's sake.
God. Can you sleep facing your wife?
No. I don't like to.
So last night, we literally, my right arm like hurts, I think, from sleeping on it. And so I'm like, hell with it. I'm switching your spot tonight so I could, because I can't, dude, I can't face her, you know, especially my terrible ass breath. It's more me than her, but still, you know.
Bounces off her forehead and gets to your nose. Oh, God. Yeah.
And
try not to. Usually, yeah, face-to-face is always tough, you know.
Mm-hmm. Plus, I think you're kind of psycho if you're face to face while you're sleeping,
holding each other's face,
right? Holding each other. All right, it's not Armageddon, for God's sake.
I got about 20 minutes of cuddling in me before Kiki turns into 1,000 degrees, and it's just I can't hack it. I'm just like, no, get on your side of the bed. I'll get on mine, and that's how we do it.
I think we're past the cuddling. I think we both just chalk it up as, hey, there's really not a good comfortable spot.
Uh-uh.
What's the best comfortable spot for cuddling? No, zero. Nothing.
There's no good. No, the only reason I cuddle is that I hope it leads to sex. That is the only reason.
Right.
I sit there and spoon with her, and I just grind up on her for a while, and she goes, no.
All right, fine.
I'm rolling over and going to sleep. I'm done with this,
lady. All right, I'm going to bed.
I'm going to bed. I'm gonna quietly masturbate over here on this other side of the bed.
She ain't sleeping, I'll tell you that much. She knows what's going on.
Stop shaking the bed. What are you doing? Oh, my leg itches. I'm itching my leg.
It's the dog.
Get out of here. The dogs are downstairs. Well, I don't know.
All right, you caught me.
Go to sleep. Sleep. Anyway.
I don't think they're ever sleeping. They're always awake, just listening.
Just waiting. Just waiting for us to do something stupid. Waiting for us to do something stupid constantly. I digress. We got to get to it, folks. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing stocking fridges with delicious Bud Light. So you can watch your favorite teams play and enjoy Bud Light while you're doing it. Tag your tweets, hashtag Showtime Cam, hashtag Bud Light Sweepstakes for your chance to celebrate with your favorite teams in the end zone after scoring a touchdown. Hey, Bud.
Touchdown. First off, kick it off with good news because there's not very many good stories here in sports this morning. That's why we're going to make it quick. But talking about the golf tournament over the weekend, Halloween golf tournament, we're going to touch on it later on a little bit. But thank you for all of you that came out. Beautiful day. Everybody was having a hell of a time, man. And, you know, I got to give it to you, Brock. I think Brock had, I hit one left of the green and we tied for the longest drive. I'm going to say tied.
Tied?
Because you hit one pretty close to the left of the, or to the right of the green. You got one up. I got one up there pretty close too, but,
I think I had the farthest one, but it was close. It was close.
God, you were loud on Saturday, you know?
When are you going to realize I'm always loud? That's just how it works. I am upset.
Dude, after that third beer, dude, it went up an octave for sure, dude. Went up. My dad was cracking me up last night, and he was like, yeah, we had a blast, because my dad came out and watched my brother.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah,
play.
Yeah, your dad was over there, so it was fun.
He was on hole six? Yeah, hole six, which is across the course, dude, and we're teeing off at 10. I think that's the one that Brock, you hit, that putt. And you went nuts, dude. My dad was like, God, dude, I could hear him all the way, dude. It was like a 400 yards away. I was dying, dude.
I'm what people call boisterous is the word for it.
Hell of a time. And, man, we're going to keep doing these tournaments. And thank you all for participating in it.
Yeah.
And,
thanks to Pipestone Creek Golf Course.
Absolutely,
thanks to Coloma Subway for getting us food because we needed it to keep that base going. And then, thanks to everyone who came out. It was an absolute blast.
Dude, the course is great. They spent a lot of time blowing the leaves, even though, it is windy and you just watch the leaves just keep blowing, from right to left. But they did work hard out there, man. So thank you, like you said, to Pipestone Creek and Coloma Subway. All right, let's get to some sports. Let's do it. We're just going to do NFL scores right now, man. Pittsburgh beat Baltimore last night, 28-24. Indianapolis beating Detroit, 41-21. Watch that game. I was going back and forth between Detroit game and the Green Bay game. And Detroit kind of hung in there for a little bit, man. Going into halftime, I'm like, all right, they need to come out and score right away. But Indianapolis, man, just proven to be the better team yesterday. And look good. So, hey, Brian Reed. I'll give you one. We'll give you one. There you go. Your Colts playing pretty decent yesterday. Minnesota beating Green Bay. What the hell, Brock?
Oh, man.
28-22. Green Bay making that comeback at the end. That's at the very end. I'm like, oh, God.
We needed
it's
about
like a minute left. Rodgers got the ball.
I tell you what, that one play where we spiked the ball, if we could have that play back, if we could have actually ran a play, it could. Who knows? You never know. It should have, could have, would have. But we needed like 30 more seconds, and I think something could have possibly happened. But, yeah, man, we couldn't – Delvin Cook, where the hell did that guy come from? Oh, my God.
Dude, Cook was just – met 4 touchdowns yesterday. Just hell of a day, man.
Yeah.
Hey, one thing I got to talk about this. This is pretty cool. And even the announcers last night were talking about it. His awareness, Aaron Rodgers, his presence and awareness of what's going on the field, proven twice yesterday. Dude, he snapped a ball while they had too many people on the field. Wait, like a last second, he runs up and just snaps it. Boom, gets a penalty for that. And at the end of the game, realizes there wasn't enough people on the line, on the actual scrimmage line. Do you remember that? Very end of the game, he's, get on the line. They had like 11 seconds left. And like, dude, in a situation like that, it really proves how good he is, man.
Yeah,
his presence is unbelievable. So I'll give you kudos to that. Yeah, ace. Yeah. All right. Moving on. New England losing to Buffalo 21-24. Tennessee losing to Cincinnati 20-31. Damn. Bengals showing up yesterday. The Jets, they had a 21-point spread, and they couldn't pull it off. The Jets losing to Kansas City yesterday, 9-35. And let's get right to the Chicago game, 23-26. Chicago losing to New Orleans. Last field goal there. Breeze played pretty decent yesterday. Bears defense played pretty decent, I'd have to say. It's just they couldn't hold them there at the end. So I wouldn't be too beat up if I was a Bears fan just yet.
Dude, the Saints are tough. They always, and Drew Breeze, you never can chalk up a guarantee against Drew Brees. You can't. The guy's a legend mm-hmm. in the league. And for them to you hold their own like that and keep it close, I mean, they easily could have had a swing their way. But, yeah.
Brees wasn't licking his hand as much yesterday, if you noticed, dude. He was a little bit more poised. I'm telling you, you can tell how nervous he is by
that. He probably heard our sports report and was offended by you. That's what it was.
Damn, dude. Yeah. He really knows. He really noticed that. Tonight's game, Tampa Bay, going to be in New York playing the Giants at 8:15 for Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football.
So there you go. It's just sports.
Good enough for me, man. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.